Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. If we're to beat the COVID-19 pandemic, vaccines are essential. Yet, now that we have multiple vaccines shown to be highly effective, the fear-mongering has exploded.
It's the anti-vaxxers, libertarians, New Agers, and QAnon followers, among others. An analysis of 14 million social media posts that included the words vaccine or vaccination in English, Spanish, and French had 1,200 posts with the most engagement.
The two leading topics questioned the political and economic motives behind vaccines, as well as their safety and necessity. Both are rife with misinformation.
Bill Gates is a major target with claims he's using the pandemic and the vaccine to implant trackable microchips into people. A mind-blowing one-third of Americans believe this crazy idea.
Then a right-wing outlet, Newsmax, tweeted that one of the COVID vaccines tampers with your DNA, which isn't true. The Pfizer BioNTech vaccine uses a fragment of the virus's genetic material, the messenger RNA.
When injected, it tells the body to produce a viral protein so that our immune system will make antibodies against it and prepare for a real infection.
But injecting the viral mRNA does nothing to our DNA. And while this may be the first vaccine made using mRNA, the vaccines have been through rigorous testing on tens of thousands of people.
So listen to your doctors and the public health officials. If we're to beat this pandemic with herd immunity, enough of us need to take these vaccines.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.